Vamos Concrete.
Hey, Phil. Good morning. This is Charlie.
Yeah, Sherry.
Yeah, Charlie with Local Splash. We spoke on Friday.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I have everything here set for you. I did want to make sure, though, that I had the right services that you provide. Now, I know you do house remodeling and concrete. The house remodeling you're really looking for is like kitchens, bathrooms, stuff like that.
No,
correct?
I don't do house. I don't work in the house. No.
Okay. So nothing.
I don't
okay.
know where you got that. No, I do concrete drives, paver drives, block walls.
Pavers,
block. Let's see. Pool remodeling? Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think on one of your listings that you just had on the internet, I was just getting information from there, and one of them said that you do remodeling, so I was like, interesting. So I just had wrote it down, so that's why I wanted to just make sure, and I'm glad I asked.
Yeah. No, that's another company that I let them use my advertising through Angie.
Oh.
And they do anything, really.
Okay.
Kitchens, bathrooms, paint, everything, roofing.
All of it. All of the above.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're just paver drives, concrete drives, pool remodeling, and then do you do like patios and stuff like that as well?
Oh, sure. Anything with concrete. Yeah.
Anything with concrete. Okay. So sidewalks as well?
Oh, sure. City work. Yeah.
Sidewalks, curbs. Okay, curbs. Okay. Anything else that comes to mind that you want me to put on here?
Let me think a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to put something down like Bobcat work or something like that.
Bobcat
grading.
Work.
Yeah.
So grading. Okay. Bobcat work. Okay. Cool. I just want to make sure. And then, like I said, I'm going to send this all over to my tech team. They're going to go over it with you as well. They're going to verify all the services. If at that point you want to say like, oh, hey, I forgot to tell Charlie, like, I would like to add this service, let them know. That uh-huh. way they can put that in there for you as well. So, like I said, anybody that searches those types of services in your area, we want to make sure that you're programmed for those services so you can pop up and they can contact you directly. Okay.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Okay. So the onboarding call, what time would you want my tech team to reach out to you?
How often are they going to call me?
So they're going to do the onboarding call. I have availability at 3 p.m. today. It's just going to probably take around 30 to 45 minutes. They're just going to ask you to send in pictures, if you have a logo, what kind of colors you want for your website so they can build that as well. And then, like I said, they're just going to verify the services that you provide, and then they're going to start programming you and then building that website out as well. But they want to introduce okay. themselves, because if you do want to, let's say you want to call in and say, like, hey, I'd like to take off, you know, we're getting to the winter time. I know you're in California where it never rains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just had a hailstorm yesterday.
I know. Border raised to California, I know. You guys got hail, we got hail as well. So let's just say, for instance, you're just like, hey, I'd like to just take off the pool remodeling for right now. We want to absolutely make sure we do that. So that's why there's always a good relationship with us here, because it's always communication on what you're really looking to push out. If you're looking to kind of scale the business, cool, we could add services. If you're looking to kind of, you know, just do a certain amount of services and that's it, then we can pull back the other ones that we have obviously programmed for you, and we just want to make sure we update that for you as well, okay?
Right.
Okay.
We'll get out 3 o'clock, bye.
Okay, let me send, so I'm going to do the 3 o'clock. I'm going to send you an email on that. Once we're done here, I'll book it for you, and then that's when we'll do the onboarding call here. Give me one sec. I want to make sure we put that website in for you as well.
Okay.
So give me one sec here. How did the job go on Saturday? It was easy?
No, not really. Got all the way out to the job, and they canceled it.
Oh,
they didn't have
no
reason to do that. To
tell you.
Cancel, yeah, let me know. It was all the way out in Calabasas.
Oh,
all
my
the way
gosh.
Yeah, 4 hours of driving.
Yeah, and it's so like, okay, so you 4 hours of drive, were you hauling all your stuff over there as well with like equipment, or did that just be placed on the job?
Dump truck and my truck.
No way.
Yeah, shit happens, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Okay, let me see something here. Okay, now let me just make sure I have everything correct. Okay, give me one sec here. And you already have a Google Business profile, that's correct?
No, not really.
Interesting.
All I have is a normal person's website. I have a Google account, but not a website.
Okay, so you do have a Google, okay, so the Google account, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Give me one sec. Can you? And you have access to that Google account, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Because some companies, like when I'm talking to them, they had somebody at some point set that up for them, and then they don't have access to the Google account. So we always want to make sure that if we have to gain the access or if you're able to give us the access, because there's two different ways we have to go about it as well. So.
Yeah. I have to dig up the password, but yeah, I got one.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Okay. And then, perfect. I want to make sure that you have that, which is great. And then for the card itself that we're going to be securing this listing on, Phil, is it just going to be a Ramos Concrete business card, or is it going to be a debit card?
It's a personal card.
Okay. So does it just have Phil Ramos on it, or does it have a middle initial?
No, just Phil Ramos.
Okay. And the billing address is the same address as the 2069 East Cypress Street?
Yes.
Okay. And then the zip code is the 91724?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a MasterCard, Visa?
It's a Visa. I got to go put some money in the bank, so it'll be a couple hours so you can hit it.
Okay. When do you think that we could have that? So that way I can book that onboarding call for you.
I can give you the card number and stuff now, but don't hit it until give me a couple hours to get to the bank, put some money in. I don't keep much money in there.
Okay, that's fine. Let me see here. Give me one sec. Let me make sure I have everything. Okay. Okay, we can take the card number whenever you're ready.
48-8203-8382. 7423.
Okay. And what were the first four numbers? It was 48?
15.
15. So I have, can I read this back to you?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I have 4815-8203-8382-7423. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the expiration date on it?
Uh, 11/28.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
173.
Okay. Perfect. And then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to set everything up for you now. So I am going to ask you, we're going to set up a security question. This is for your benefit. So nobody is going to, you always know that you're always talking to us and we always know you're talking to you, right?
Okay.
If we never share or sell any of your information here. So this is why this is important, because we do have this for just your security purposes. Okay. Okay, so I have three questions. You can have one. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
The city I was born.
Okay, and what's the city?
Maywood.
Maywood. Okay, perfect. Awesome. And then what I'm going to do here, usually we do this and then we'll charge the card, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read this off to you. This is just a voice verification. This is an added protection for you. I'm just going to read it now, so then when we're ready to just charge the card, it's going to send over to you in writing, and then you have that as well, okay? This is just an added protection for you. If you have any questions, Bill, of any of the questions I ask you here, you can feel free to say, like, what does that mean, or what do you mean by that? And then I can rephrase it for you if you would like at that point, if you don't understand. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ramos. Concrete.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Bill Ramos, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
What do you mean user on the billing? On the credit card?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Phil, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, Maywood, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. You do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number here for you, Phil. If you want to write it down, I can give it to you right now, or I can just email it to you as well. Which one would you like?
Yeah, email.
Email it to you? Okay, perfect. All right. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What do you mean by that?
So basically, we don't want any conflict of interest, right? So if you're going to make a change or you want to run a promotion or anything like that, you would just let us know. That way, we're not doing the same thing, and then nothing goes out to anybody. Like, we're not trying to fix each other's problems. We're all working together at one time. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is March 25th, in the non-refundable amount of the $398. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th in the amount of just $199. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and that's the number I'm going to email you, okay? To prevent the charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, that'll all be on your email, right?
Perfect. Yes, I'm going to send that over to you as well. Once the transaction goes through, I want to call you before I do it because I am going to send everything over. I do want to be on the phone with you while this comes into your email, into your phone, because I just want to make sure everything is correct. There's no discrepancies. And then because this is a 100% tax write-off as well. So I do have everything here for you. What's a good time for me to give you a call so we can go ahead and book everything?
I'd say 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock? Well, your onboarding call is at 3 o'clock. So we have to do it.
How long is that going to take?
That's going to take 30 to 45 minutes. So how the onboarding call works is it's for people that have secured the listing because we want to start that onboarding process right away. So it's basically like a paid spot for, you know, business owners who have joined the team here. Is there any chance you can have that in there by 12 o'clock? And then we can have everything set so we can do that onboarding call at 3?
Yeah. Oh, you need it before they call the onboard, right?
Yeah, because it's got to be a paid account.
Yeah. If you hit it around 12, that's fine. It should be in by then.
Okay. I'm going to call you at 12 just to verify as well. So I'm going to call you just to make sure that, like, you've gotten everything, like your invoice receipts and everything like that. And then once you have that, I am going to show you really quickly while I'm on the phone with you at 12:05, the tracking system that I said that we would build for you as well. So my tech team is going to build it, but I'm going to show you the login page so that way you know how to get there. Okay?
All right. Are you on a cell phone if I need to text you about anything, or is this a landline?
No, so you can text me. So I had sent you a text message the other day. Remember we were kind of texting back and forth where I was sending you the links?
Oh, yeah.
You can text me on that phone there. Here, I'll actually send you another text just so that can be, like, at the top of your text message page.
Okay.
I'm just going to put... good morning, Phil.
That's fine. Let me check, see if we can.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, I just sent it right now, so let me know when you get it.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So once the payment goes through, I'll send you a text message. I'll say, hey, Phil, payment went through. I'm going to give you a call here, and then I'll just be able to – I just want to make sure everything got sent to you as well. Like I said, I want to make sure you have your invoice and everything like that, okay?
What's that link for that you sent?
What's the what?
A link.
Yeah, so the link was just a sample of the website that we had went over last time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what you asked for in the beginning, and then I just gave you just...
you said it Friday. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we had talked Friday about this, and then you had told me to call you this morning so we can get everything set up, but I understand you were busy on this weekend as well. We all get busy. So... I'll call you like around 12, and then we'll get everything situated there, okay?
Okay. Talk to you then.
All right, Phil. Sounds good.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.